Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Mattos, and welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Well, Dolly Parton has certainly been in the news lately, from induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to an incredible 30-song, 4-LP box set called Rockstar. 2023 has certainly been the year of Dolly. And how would you like to play Dolly in a new theatrical production at Dollywood? Roger White, the entertainment manager at Dollywood, stopped by our WSM studios to tell us exactly how you could be a part of that. They're holding auditions in Nashville on December the 15th to play Dolly. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
And we welcome from Dollywood, 30 years in the making at Dollywood, we just learned his anniversary, 30th anniversary year. He is the entertainment manager. Roger White, welcome to Coffee Country.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here. This is legendary. WSM, man. It's great.
And you did some radio, you said.
I did back when I was in high school and college. It's kind of how I worked my way through college. Started out a little AM station in a Mill Valley in South Carolina. And 1,000 watts, you got to turn the power down when it gets late in the day and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool to be on WSM.
Do you remember the call letters?
WVAP.
Oh.
It was the first one that
very
I worked
nice.
At. I also worked at WGUS in Augusta. Big Gus Country.
My first station, we didn't power down at night. We went off the air.
That's it. You're done.
That'll work
local
too.
Sunset to local sunrise. Yep. We were black. We were dark. All right. So I learned, knowing you were coming, do a little homework on Dollywood, because it came Dollywood in 86. Is that right?
1986 is when Dolly became involved with the Hershen family and became Dollywood. 1986.
It was first called Rebel Railroad.
It was.
Then Gold Rush Junction. Then Silver Dollar City.
I remember Silver Dollar City.
And then Dolly came in.
Yeah, it was actually owned at one time by Art Modell, who used to own the Cleveland Browns.
No,
really?
Yep. Back when it was, I think it was Gold Rush Junction before he sold it to the Hershen brothers bought it from him.
At that point.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you're here to talk about a lot of things. I know Christmas, certainly, at Opryland. And Charlie's going to be there at the new year, right?
Charlie's excited.
He's a regular.
We're going to send out good, warm vibes to the area above 40 degrees so I can ride the Wild Eagle and Dragonflyer and Mystery Mine and all my favorite rides.
Oh, you can ride it when it's colder.
They won't run when it's cold.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that 40 degrees is the magic temperature for most of the rides.
Messes with the hydraulics on the coasters.
I see.
Yeah. Not the thing you want to mess with.
I don't want to be on Lightning Rod if there's anything too freezing coming at you because you're going too
fast
already. Some
boy standing there with a cigarette out of the corner, hey, you're losing a little hydraulic fluid.
Slow down.
Like the men of my youth. So you're here to talk about central casting, so to speak.
Yeah, we're producing, writing, and presenting a new show about Dolly's life. And what an iconic personality and songwriter and person and just a woman person that she is. And it's going to open when Dollywood opens on March the 8th in the Celebrity Theater.
Is this the predecessor to what she's taking to Broadway?
I don't know about that.
Which is 2025.
But she might as well. I mean, we're putting together a great show. Maybe she should.
She'll let you guys do the groundwork, and then she's going to go, hey, I've got this nice little blueprint. Let's take it right over here.
Exactly.
Sparkle some dust on it.
I'll be getting a text after this.
There
hey, you remember 30 years? Well, you're done.
So who are you looking for this?
Well,
because you guys have hired, I mean, we know a lot of the famous people that we're friends with, like Carly Pierce. Mm-hmm. She got her start at Dollywood.
Susie Boggess,
yes.
Julie Roberts, a lot of great artists worked at Dollywood, and a lot more are there now, working their way through the theme park. And we do a little of everything.
Okay.
We have, of course, Christmas, we have country, we have pop, we have old, like 50s and 60s rock. This show right here is country. It is made up of the Dolly's life story, and it'll be told with her songs, 34 of them, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Her stories, her music, and we're looking for people that can sing country music, and the best country singers in the world are right here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited to be having auditions here in a couple of weeks, and we've got a posting up on our website, dollywoodauditions.com, and you could submit. It's by appointment only.
Okay. So they'll let you know when you've got a slot, and
yep.
then you're going to come in. What age range are you looking for? Because I know a couple. younger ones. I got some younger kids.
Well, there's actually we do. If I understand correctly, I believe we are casting some young Dollies. We had done a show like this years ago called Paradise Road, so it's not a reboot of that. Mm-hmm. But there was a young Dolly Parton character in the show, Janelle Arthur, who you may know.
Janelle, oh, we love Janelle. Yep. Yeah.
She's a frequent guest on the
yes.
show.
Yeah, she played young Dolly in that show, and she sang Little Tiny Tassel Top and told the story about singing into a tobacco stick on the back porch, and that's just legend. I mean, it's such a well documented part of Dolly's life. So she'll grow up, and I imagine we'll talk about Porter Wagoner and golly, from the last time that show ran, Dolly has had 20 or 25 years of life since then, of career, of just explosion from a great, great artist and songwriter to a worldwide personality.
Well,
she did a rock album.
A Rock and Roll Hall of Famer in the last year with
on.
A rock album to follow.
That's right.
So you said a couple of weeks. December 15th is audition day?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And
yep.
when will the auditions take place?
When?
Yeah, where?
I can't tell you because we don't want to get American Idol'd.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point.
Good point.
Yeah. Very good point.
But we've got it up on DollywoodAuditions.com. Male, we're looking for male country singers.
Okay.
And female country singers.
Should they dance?
I would say movement. I don't think it's like Baryshnikov or anything like that, but I think you do have to be able to move a little bit.
Charlie, you think you could sing Little Tiny Tassel Top?
I can move a little bit. Good. I know that much.
A very little bit.
Here's the big question, though. If you get cast in this, do you move to
Absolutely.
Dollywood?
Okay. Yeah, the show opens on March the 8th, and it runs until, I believe, June the 9th, the first week of June. It's going to run through our I Will Always Love You Music Festival, which is how we kick off the season, and then into the Flower and Food Festival, and then it'll end at the end of the Flower and Food Festival.
And Celebrity Theater is a great place to
Beautiful.
See
Beautiful. 1,700 seats.
Yeah, so Lauren Elena there just a few months
Lauren
ago.
Lauren Elena, yeah. Jody Messina was there earlier this year. Any big artist that we've had at Dollywood performs at the Celebrity Theater.
That's very cool.
All right,
cool.
So Dollywood.com/jobs/auditions/schedule.
Look at you doing your research, man.
Yeah, there it is.
Charlie, actually, he typed that
Thanks,
up
Charlie.
I tried.
Thanks for coming, Roger. It's good
Absolutely.
To see you.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on 30 years at Dollywood.
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all having us on.
You're awesome. On Coffee Country and Cody, and it wouldn't be Christmas at some point that you didn't hear. A Smoky Mountain Christmas from Dolly Parton on WSM.
I'm dreaming of a Smoky Mountain Christmas with the kids around the fireplace stringing popcorn for the tree. I'm dreaming of a Smoky Mountain Christmas with nothing much that money buys but everything worthwhile in life. Dreaming of a Smoky Mountain Christmas. You can take the
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.